The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Before we jump in, make sure you leave a rating and review. I always love hearing from you all and learning more about what you think about the show and what you're getting from the show. So thank you in advance. It'll take you just 15 seconds to leave that rating and review, so you can actually pause this episode and do that right now. So thank you, and I really do appreciate it. So today, hot off the press, y'all, hot off the press, we are going to talk about a program in California called the California Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan. And this program will be giving first-time homebuyers 20% for down payment and closing costs up to $150,000. And so I'm going to talk about this, talk about my thoughts on this program. Before we get into this program, there is a catch, and I believe there's actually multiple catches. So we're going to walk through every single detail of this program, and I am curious to know what you all think. As you know, my job is to get this information out to you all, regardless of my opinion of it. And so that's what I'm doing today. But I'm also going to share what I think. All right. So let's jump right in to the program. I am looking at the CalHFA website, California Housing Finance Agency, getting the details directly from the source. So like I said, this program offers 20% for down payment or closing costs, and there's a max of $150,000. So to be honest, in a place like LA, I believe the median home price for a single family home is like 830,000, 800 and something thousand. And so this would cover a portion of that 20%, but obviously not all of it, right? So that's something to keep in mind for those expensive areas of California, which are many of the areas down here. All right. So eligibility, one of the borrowers, if there's more than one, must be a first generation home buyer. I haven't heard that term too much as it relates to the program. And I'm going to define that. What is a first generation home buyer according to this program? So according to this program, a first generation home buyer is defined as a home buyer who has not been on title, held an ownership interest, or have been named on a mortgage to a home in the United States in the last 7 years. And to the best of their knowledge, their parents, biological or adoptive, do not have any present ownership interest in a home in the United States, or if their parents are deceased, they did not have any interest, ownership interest at the time of death in a home in the US. And then also lastly, anyone who has been at any time placed in foster care or institutional care. So very interesting. I'm assuming for part of this, I guess at least since it says to the best of the buyer's knowledge, it's probably like an honor system, I'm assuming. I don't know if they're asking for documentation or looking up records or anything like that, because some folks don't know. Some folks don't know, either know their parents or don't necessarily know if they ever owned a home for various reasons. And all borrowers must be first-time home buyers. So let's see how they define first-time home buyers. So they've defined first-time home buyers as someone who has not owned or occupied a home in the last 3 years, who has not lived in a home owned by a spouse in the last 3 years. So that's actually a pretty fair range, the last 3 years. And there's a bunch of income limits. I'm not going to read all of them because it's by county and there are a lot of counties in California, but just know that there are income limits and they are actually fairly high. I'll read a few. So in LA, the income limits for this program is 155,000. And there's a, let's see, where else is pretty populated? So San Francisco, 277,000. I mean, I'm not surprised that it's that high. And let's see, Alameda County, Oakland's in Alameda County. So that's 234,000. And so if you check out the CalHFA website, you can see all the income limits if this is something that you're interested in. And I believe the last time, if I'm not mistaken, they did this program, the funds ran out in like 11 days. So if it's something you're interested in, definitely make sure to hit the website and inquire and see if it's something that you're interested in. So there's a lot of next steps. So, finding a Cal HFA approved lender and, figuring out if you're eligible. There's a education course to take as well, and just different documentation they need, pretty standard stuff. But here's what I really want to share. Okay. So if you remember, this is called the California Dream for All Shared Appreciation Program. Shared Appreciation Program. And so upon the sale or transfer of the home buyer repays the original down payment loan plus a share of the appreciation in the value of the home. So they gave an example of this and what it could look like. And I'm going to share this with you. Okay. So in the example they provided on the website, in one potential example, the home purchase price is $500,000. Pay attention, right? The first mortgage loan is for $400,000 and the loan for Cal HFA is $100,000. Does that make sense? So the down payment, the 20% is $100,000. It didn't come out of your pocket. It came from Cal HFA. And then you finance, of course, the rest of it. So the $400,000 for a total of $500,000. 5 years later, you want to sell. The home has appreciated. It's California, right? The home has appreciated up to $640,000. So that means the value increased by $140,000. I hope you're following me. Rewind if you need to, but I want to break this down very slowly so you understand how this program works. So it's 5 years later, the home has appreciated by $140,000. Now, you have to split that appreciation with the program that gave you the money. So the homeowner's share of the appreciation would be $120,000, and their share of the reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Appreciation would be $28,000. That is how the shared appreciation aspect works. And that equals 20% of the home's appreciation. So when you sell that home, okay, you bought it for 500, you're selling for 640. So when you sell that home, here is the next breakdown. You have to pay your loan back. You have to pay back that $100,000. Okay. And you also have to pay $28,000 for the shared appreciation. So in total, you're paying back $128,000 and whatever is left is yours. Okay. So I want you to understand that this is not a grant. This is a loan. This is a loan. And on top of that, you will have to share the appreciation. Okay. And so if the property is transferred at a certain point or if it's sold at a certain point, you got to pay that money back and you have to share 20% of that appreciation. Okay. So let's look at the reality of things. Okay. California and all over the country, really, home prices are unaffordable for the average person. Home prices have far surpassed the median income, the median household income in many parts of California, in particular the big cities. But it probably is the same for folks literally all over the state. And it's not just a California thing. It could be in your state, wherever you live right now. You might be feeling this pressure. You might be feeling the same. Okay. And so what I don't like about this is that I don't believe this solves the problem. This solves the problem in the immediate term for those who can actually afford the mortgage payment with the gift of the down payment. So that can solve something in the immediate term. But when we talk about generational wealth, instead of them giving you a grant, they gave you a loan. And so not only do you have to pay back that loan, which is going to be six figures in the majority of cases in this state, not only do you have to pay back the loan, you also have to share your appreciation just because they gave you the loan. I don't think that's okay, in my opinion. I don't believe there's any justification for that, in my opinion. If they cared, they would give the money with no strings attached. I would honestly be comfortable if they lowered the amount to $50,000 we'll give towards the down payment. This is the pot of money. I believe for this, they're allocating $250 million. If they said, we're going to give $50,000 to each homeowner, no strings attached, maybe there's income limits, whatever the case is, fine. You don't got to pay it back. So that when you sell or when you transfer it over to an heir down the road, you're not on the hook for $50,000 that you have to pay out. That's generational wealth for your family. You know, that's my perspective on it. So I don't like the way this program is structured. And I believe this state has more than enough money to give people some grants. Maybe not enough for everybody, but if there's a pot of $250 million, it shouldn't be with the contingency to pay it back. Because think about it, right? Someone could sell a property in the future to pay for a future home. So now you got to pay back that. And this is on a $500,000 home. That's a very low priced home for this state. Most people will be way above that. But the point I'm trying to make is you're on the hook to give that money back instead of using that money and sending it forward. You're sending it back, sending it forward to send your kids to college, sending it forward to help your kids or your family members with investments or down payment assistance of your own, or just paying, using that money to buy a better home or do whatever you want to do with it. But now you're on the hook. That's the part of this program that I don't like. And I believe it's very misguided. And so the example that I walked through, there is another example for those making less than 80% of the median income. And there's a small difference. Cal HFA only shares in 15% of the appreciation versus 20%, but the loan still has to be paid back. Okay. So that's something that I wanted to mention. But all in all, I'm not a fan of this program. This is not what, and the thing is, the funds are going to run out. People are going to take advantage of this. And hey, if it works for folks, I'm good with that. My job is to give the information regardless of my opinion and do with it what you will. If it helps and works out for your family, great. But I think there's better ways they could have structured this program. If you live somewhere like California, like New York, Seattle, wherever you live around the country, and you feel it's too expensive, I encourage you to at least think about investing out of state. At least consider investing out of state. I live in California and I have been for almost 8 years now. Couldn't afford to live out here. I decided to invest out of state almost 5 years ago. Changed my life. Have I bumped my head? Of course, but nothing that's insurmountable, right? And it's been life-changing to start growing a portfolio out of state. So I encourage you to at least consider it. If you need help, I can help you. I have a free guide if you want to just get more exposure to the process. The link is in the description of this episode. Or if you need more hands-on support, I have a coaching program. The link for that is also in the description of this episode, or you can go to outofstatemoney.com. The point I want to make is that do not limit yourself to an expensive market just because you so happen to live in an expensive market. If you're unable to move and you have some money and you want to start investing, you should do that. All right. And again, I'll continue to share these programs and share what's going on. And I look forward to hearing what you think, but I just had to sound off a little bit. I was really disappointed when I read the details of this. I had heard about it for some months now. And, you know, I'm sure it's not the first or only one of its kind, but I'm hoping that the state of California will come up with some better solutions to help people get into homes. All right, y'all, I am done. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. Make sure you leave a rating and review wherever you are listening to this show. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.